from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's precious name. It's good that you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Ian Brown lets the Bible speak from Luke's Gospel 17 and verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. But first, let's hear some words in song.
Trusting heart of Jesus brings nor any ill forebodes, but at the cross of Calvary sings, praise God for lifted wrong. Singing I go, my long white robe, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go, my long white robe, for Jesus has lifted my robe. The passing days, I hear Him say, and when my fears are turned to prayers, the burdens slip away. Singing I go along my road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along my road, for Jesus has lifted my load. Singing I go.
In the course of His earthly ministry, Jesus mentioned two people who were to be remembered through all the ages to come. Both of them were women. One was Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. The other was Lot's wife. Good morning. I'm Ian Brown, and in our message this morning, we're going to have a look at the second of these women, Lot's wife. But before we get into the message, let's read just one verse in the New Testament Scriptures, Luke chapter 17 and the verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. That's it. Just three words in that verse. Lot's wife, we're not given her actual name in the Bible, is referred to in one short verse in the Old Testament and in an even shorter verse in the New Testament, the text that we have just read in Luke 17 and verse 32. Her history is all concentrated in a solitary act, her last act. As far as the biblical record is concerned, her story is no beginning and no middle, just an end, an awful, frightening end. One has commented that the course of her life is like that of a black and silent train to which a match is at last applied, and it ends in a flash and an explosion. And yet her portrait is engraved so deeply upon the page of Scripture. And recall her we must, for it's been written in burning letters by the finger of God, remember Lot's wife. Now, what exactly are we supposed to remember about her? We could begin with this. Number one, remember that her privileges were many. Her privileges were many. Her life was full of benefits and privileges. For example, she had a husband who was righteous before her. Being Lot's companion in marriage, she was the wife of a man who, in spite of all of his faults, bad decisions, and glaring inconsistencies, was a righteous man. Her partner in life was saved. Even when Lot made the catastrophic mistake of settling in Sodom, it's clear that he tried to remain as separate as he possibly could in a place where evil had penetrated every corner. It was a difficult thing to do, but the one true God was still worshipped in his family. So she saw the goodness and the faithfulness of the man despite all of his mistakes. She wouldn't have questioned the testimony that the Apostle Peter was later to pen concerning him in 2 Peter 2 and verse 8, for that righteous man, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Lot's wife lived and loved and laboured side by side with this virtuous man, joined to him by the closest of human ties. she had a husband who was righteous before her. Then she had a holy man who was related to her. Abraham, that man who was the friend of God, was Lot's uncle. You can be sure that they had enjoyed many times of fellowship together as Lot and his family had journeyed with Abraham in past days. In those days, she would have seen firsthand the secret behind Abraham's stature and strength. He had the Lord God Almighty as his shield and exceeding great reward. Also, Lot's wife had the benefit of having a herald that was relayed to her. Before the Lord let his judgment fall upon Sodom, he sent his angels to Lot's house to warn Lot's family about what was going to happen. Having those angels in her home, Lot's wife heard the word of God which warned her of the imminent destruction of Sodom. The angels' message was simple, "For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it." A herald was relayed to her. Notice also that she received a helping hand that was real to her. When those messengers from heaven had urged, "Up, get you out of this place," Lot had lingered. But what happened? And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. The hand of an angel had grasped her hand in order to lead her to safety. She began her journey toward the place of refuge under that sacred constraint and guidance. The mind boggles at the sight of the privileges this woman had. But she doesn't stand alone in this. Perhaps you've been favored with privileges just like these. Maybe your partner in life is saved, but you're not. Perhaps you've got converted people somewhere in your family, a father, a mother, an uncle, an aunt, a grandfather, a grandmother, even a son or a daughter. I urge you to listen to them, to learn from them, to lift your eyes to their Saviour. Maybe God has visited your soul with warnings and tender calls, urging you, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. You felt the touch of heaven, the hand of the Holy Spirit upon your heart. Handle those opportunities with care. Act upon them while you've breath and while you've energy. Don't do what this woman did. For in spite of all of her privileges, Lot's wife rebelled. That brings me to the second item we should remember concerning this woman. Remember that her perversity was major. Her perversity was major. In the face of the shower of blessings and privileges which she enjoyed, we read this tragic line in Genesis 19 and verse 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. That's her sin, her pollution, her perversity. Basically, that sin of hers was threefold. The first part was that she lingered behind. The facts recorded that she looked back from behind him. Picture it. Righteous old Lot is going as fast as he can. For a time his wife keeps up with him. She matches his enthusiasm. She rushes along until she begins to think of what she's doing, until she starts to consider all the things she's leaving behind, and then she slackens her pace and falls behind. Lot runs on. The distance between him and his wife constantly increases. She lingered. Recognize that in your life? At one time you ran when Almighty God spoke to you. You trembled in your seat as his word took hold of you, but not so today. Today, like the wife of Lot, you're found dragging your feet, falling behind, pulling back from it all, lingering. However, linger wasn't the only thing she did. Having slackened her pace, the next thing she did was she left the book. She set aside the warning of God that had come through his word. The flight out of Sodom was to be an act of faith. God had told them that Sodom was going to be destroyed. All that remained for them was to believe it. They weren't going to see it, but they were to fly with as much speed as if they could see that fire shower descending. That particular day, the promised devastation of Sodom didn't appear imminent at all. We're told in the 23rd verse of Genesis 19 that the sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Lot's wife gazed at the rising sun. It's a bright morning, just like any other day. It can't be true. The city's not going to be judged today. Why are we running away from house and home and goods and possessions and family and friends and everything else on such a bright morning as this? The whole thing's farcical. It's stupid. It's nonsense. I've had enough of this. Her problem was, she didn't truly believe. Despite the evidence that pointed to the fact that God was speaking and intervening in her circumstances, she chose to ignore it all. There was no real faith in her heart. She turned her back and left the book. But still she wasn't finished. there's another stage to her sin. Having got so far as to linger and to disbelieve, she turned her head and looked back to Sodom. With a look of affection for the place, with a look of regret in being forced against her will to leave it, with a look of disbelief in its promised destruction, Lot's wife turned back to Sodom. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Lot's wife sinned in that she lingered. She disbelieved the word of the Lord. She looked back. That's rebellion at its peak. And rebellion, unless grace steps in, always develops into the deadly fruit of ruin. Remember that her privileges were many. Remember that her perversity was major. And the third thing we need to remember about her is this: remember that her punishment was monumental. Her punishment was monumental. Genesis 19 and verse 26 says, "But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." Her doom was strange. You'll not read of anyone else in the Bible who died in precisely the same way that Lot's wife did. As the fire and brimstone fell out of the heavens on the cities around the Dead Sea, the sweeping chaos spread across the surrounding plain. That's where Lot's wife was. Clouds of salt from the Dead Sea rose high into the smoky air, descended upon her, encrusted itself about her, encased her, and became her tomb. There she stands, one pillar of salt, stationary, speechless, backward-looking, and dead. She became a pillar of salt. Her doom was strange. It was sudden. It came upon her quickly. She halts as she's running, turns her head, she scarcely looks. The gaze isn't enough to single out her own house, but in an instant she's turned into a pillar. Suddenly she perished in the very act of sin. It could happen to you. We can't afford to presume upon time which may not be there. I want you also to think that not only was her punishment strange and sudden, it was shameful. Keep in mind that she perished in the same devastation that overthrew the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah, but that doom overtook her at the very gates of the refuge city Zoar. She was actually out of Sodom and almost in the refuge city, yet she perished. Almost there, but not quite. Escaped from the centre of sin, but not truly in Christ. It's incredibly sad to sink with the shore in sight. You who are almost saved may perish. Perish in sight and in reach of heaven. Perish at the very door of salvation. Almost persuaded. Harvest is past. Almost persuaded. Doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to feel. Sad, sad that bitter wheel. Almost, but lost. Run to Christ today and embrace his salvation. Remember Lot's wife.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.